Tennis players John Isner and Nicholas Mahieu are playing a match for the ages at Wimbledon. To the players, it may seem like it's lasting for ages. Tuesday, they played four sets and then had to quit because it got dark. Yesterday, they continued, figuring naturally they would play a fifth and final set and finish the match. They didn't. After playing more than 7 hours, the match again was suspended because of darkness. The score, if you're checking, is 59 games all in that fifth set. It is a record-shattering match that is still not over, and NPR's Tom Goldman is covering it. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
Just a little basic of tennis here. How is it that you play 118 games in total and you still don't have a winner in a set?
Well, at Wimbledon, you don't play a tiebreaker in a fifth set. You just go on and on and on until someone wins by two. The problem here is no one is winning by two. One guy gets up, the other guy ties it, the next guy gets up, the next guy ties it, and now we're at 59 games all. It's absolutely astounding.
Was there any sense that this match would make tennis history when it began?
No way. You've got a 19th ranked player in the world, John Isner, versus a 148th ranked player in Mahieu. They're playing out on court 18. The seating capacity is 782, a forgettable first round match. No one expected this, but now it's a match no one will ever forget.
Well, when they were called off the court for darkness, did Isner and Mahieu have anything to say, or were they too tired?
Yeah, after 7 hours and 6 minutes, they were able to stand up a few minutes more and answer some questions from a BBC interviewer. Here's Mahieu first.
We're just fighting like we never did before. Everyone wants to see the end, but they have to come back tomorrow.
And then here's Isner.
I mean, nothing like this will ever happen again, ever. I don't know what to say. I mean, he's serving fantastic. I'm serving fantastic. That's really all there is to it. I'd like to see the stats, see what the ace count looks like for both of us.
And what did John Isner see when he saw those stats?
Mind-boggling numbers. The old record for service aces, an ace, of course, is when a player hits a serve and the opponent can't touch it. The old record in a singles match was 78. By the end of yesterday, Isner had 98 for the match. Mahieu had 94. Other stats, 7 hours and 6 minutes for a fifth set, and that time will grow today, obviously. That alone beats the record time for an entire match. The old record was 6 hours 33 minutes at the French Open in 2004. The total match time for Isner versus Mahieu since it started Tuesday is 9 hours and 58 minutes. That's just crazy.
You know, just listening to you after you watch this 7 hours and several minutes of tennis, you don't sound bored at all.
I'm not bored. It's absolutely amazing. And what was really great about it was the quality of play. It was superb. And there were lots of comments about their sportsmanship. They were very gentlemanly in their demeanor. Maybe because they were exhausted.
Well, let me ask about that. Do you get a break when you play 118 games?
Well, you get normal breaks when you change ends of the court. I know Isner, at least, took the opportunity to eat a little bit, eat a banana, eat a sandwich. Very late in the day, they both took a break to go to the bathroom. But, you know, they drew on some pretty deep reserves. Isner, at 6'9", the latter half of the fifth set, he often looked like this enormous zombie dragging himself around. And his coach said later that when he'd make eye contact with Isner, Isner simply looked right through him. And now, in contrast, Mahieu was like the Energizer Bunny. He was diving for shots. He full out dove for a couple of balls. I mean, horizontal to the ground, which brought the crowd to its feet. Even Isner on one of those looked at him and smiled.
NPR's Tom Goldman finishes another sports report with a score once again in his favor, 6-love. Tom, thanks very much.
You bet.